Wake up Kenosha, Tuesday, not Tuesday, until we talk it up with the deputy director at our Kenosha Public Museum. She is Museum Lady Peggy Gregorski. Good morning.
Wowzer, that was quite the wake-up call.
I have to turn my headphones down during that one.
You know why? Instant coffee, right. That's why.
Yeah, I think one last scoop, maybe, on the old instant coffee.
Now, Peggy... So
you know what's on my grocery list from my husband this week?
Instant coffee?
Sandborg instant coffee.
I told you, Pete, I'm starting a trend.
I've told you it's a dad thing to drink instant coffee.
Totally.
It's totally a dad thing.
Way to go, dads out there, sucking down. What brand are you getting, Peggy?
Chase and Sanborn, as requested. Sanborn.
That's a high line. My dad drank Nescafe. I'm going with Food Club. That's all I can afford. Anyway, you're at Election Central today. I'm curious as to the line because there was a lot of absentee ballots requested for this election.
We have. I'm at the Civil War Museum, which has 8 wards voting at it. And right now we just have 1 person waiting in line.
1 solitary person, 5 minutes to wait before we let that person in. Let's talk about some museum stuff. What's going on?
Well, Museum Munchkins tomorrow morning, 9:30 on Facebook. Preschoolers with their favorite adults. And it's all about crab eater seals.
I thought it was crabby seals for a second. I'm like, wait a minute. They want a talk show here or what?
What do you think crab eater seals eat?
Crabs?
No, that's the joke. They eat krill. Krill.
Not as catchy as krill eating
seals.
That
sounds like a shampoo my mom used to use.
That's, oh boy.
They live around Antarctica. They lay around on those ice floats.
Sounds like a good job. You can get it.
Yeah. Eat krill and lounge on the ice floats. It doesn't trigger. We have something else.
All right. I need you to turn to the right or the left, Peggy, because you're cutting out a little bit.
Oh, sorry about that.
There you go.
The Kenosha Public Museum. We have alternatives to crab-eating seals.
Okay.
Kenosha Public Museum Book Club. This is coming up in September, but now's the time to buy the book and start reading. It's the title of the book is Fur Fortune and Empire, Fur Trade in America.
So start reading it now.
Start reading it now. And it's going to have 2 meetings, on both on Sundays in September, the 13th and the 27th. And on the 27th, the author, Eric J. Dolan, will be joining the group virtually. So that's pretty cool.
Well, hopefully he's read the book.
Yeah, I so will. We'll hope so. At least his mother has.
Good point.
Okay, this Friday, live on Facebook, Friday afternoon at noon, Recovering the Voices of the Union's Midwest Irish. Damian Shields, all the way from Ireland, is going to be with us, again, virtually, at the Civil War Museum to talk about the influence of the Irish immigrants in the war. Did you know over 250,000 Irish immigrants served on behalf of the Union in the Civil War?
I know now.
And the cool thing is, again, Damian would have been coming to the area for Irish Fest, and that's how we got hooked up with him to actually be originally live and in person at the Civil War Museum, but now we can do it virtually.
We can do it through social media. Very nice.
Absolutely. So he will be joining us. Again, that's this Friday, live on Facebook at noon. And then just a reminder, it's time to register for the Civil War Forum. Our topic this year is all about military leadership in strategic battles. The program itself is Saturday, September 12th, but you do need to register in advance. And we are offering an in-person option as well as a virtual option. We will have social distancing and reduced numbers at the in-person event, but you can join us virtually as well.
Always
something crazy going on.
Always something good going on at your Kenosha Public Museums. And be a member. That's a smart move, too, because you get some great discounts, Peggy.
Absolutely. You get discounts on classes and in the gift shop, on workshops. You get free admission to the Civil War Museum. It's a bargain.
Oh, absolutely. Now, Peggy, that's a lot, but I need more. How do I get more museum info?
Give us a jingle at 262-653-4140 or go to the website, KenoshaPublicMuseum.org, and love us on Facebook.
She is Peggy Gregorski, Museum Lady. Now go let that guy in so he can vote, okay?
All right. Have a good day, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Peggy.
Thanks, Peggy.